Welcome to the Power of Asking podcast with Bardi Toto. And this morning we are going to be talking about why changing your thinking will change your life. And, you know, I have not always been this way. I grew up in a very naysaying environment. I had one parent who was very negative, and of course my dad, who did not live with us, always told me I could amount to anything, I could do anything I put my mind to. But growing up, I lived in a lot of fear. I fought with it daily. And so people look at me, you know, how I became a best-selling author and how I got Jack Canfield to endorse my book and Michael Beckwith to endorse my book or to write the foreword of my book, and how I've had, write up and magazines on gratitude and determination. I was just voted, you know, on values.com as the everyday hero for gratitude and determination. And I don't say that stuff to impress you, but to impress upon you the power of your thinking, and that thinking is very magical. And so we want to talk about how change thinking is magical. And a change in thinking doesn't happen on its own and somehow appear out of thin air. Good ideas rarely go out and find someone. They don't go searching for you. If you want to find a good idea, you must search for it, seriously. For example, I had an idea for a tool that everyone needs, okay? Actually, I had the idea, but I met someone on the plane that already had the idea. It was actually called Save a Cell. And if you get your iPhone wet or your smartphone wet, you put it in a bag and it dries it out immediately. Wonderful, you know, idea. But guess what? I didn't act on it immediately. Somebody else did, you know. And so my thinking at the time was, you know, how am I going to do this? People said my idea was crazy. You know, like I said, you know, even though I've had a lot of accolades and so forth, I still fight with things daily, and I've had a lot of haters. I had a guy in 2011 go out and stalk me and slander me all over the internet, which really set me back the past few years. And people, you know, I'm being transparent and real, it really ruined my life. It ruined my family's life, a lot of things that had happened just because of a hater. And I allowed that hater to give my power to him. And what I do differently now is, you know, I realize people are going to hate. They're going to judge. You know, I've had people look on the internet and read those negative comments about me and believe them. But then I've had people who realize, you know, if I was a scam artist, if I was this, if I was that, that one, I wouldn't be on talk shows, radio shows, I wouldn't be allowed to write up in magazines and so forth. And what I love to do is, it's not about making money to me. Like my first book, Thinking Upside Down, Living Right Side Up, was not about making money. It was about transforming millions of lives. Okay. And like the mission trip that I went on with my church is all about giving to children, you know, seeing children who have never seen a cell phone before and taking school supplies into a third world country. I was invited on that trip and said yes. Was I kind of scared and hesitant? Of course I was. But you know what? It was the most rewarding thing I have ever done in my life. And of course, I've had my haters judge me on that as well. So, you know, if you want to become, back to thinking, if you want to become an excellent thinker, you need to work at it. And once you become a better thinker, the good ideas keep coming. You can apply this in your personal life as well as your business. One of the biggest problems among couples is communication. We try and read each other's minds. Even as business partners, we try and reach each other's minds, which will lead you down a road of frustration and heartache. And I say this from experience because I've been accused of things that I was not even thinking or doing. And, you know, I still have people that accuse me of doing things I haven't done by just the photos they see of me on the internet. It's quite funny. You know, one of my favorite quotes is, "One who tries and read another's mind will be lost." So I want to encourage you that you can do this, all right? Albert Einstein, one of the best thinkers who ever lived, said, "Thinking is hard work. That's why so few do it. Because thinking is so difficult, you want to use anything you can to help you improve the process." This is why, you know, I read positive books daily. I only surround myself with positive people who are good for me. I have had in the past surrounded myself by people that were not so good for me, and it's because of what I saw growing up, and I'm being very transparent and real. You know, I suggest getting rid of the toxic people in your life and not be angry at people that hate you, and don't take it personally, because when they're angry, it's not about them. You know, I've had people blame me in the past. 4 or 5 years ago, I have someone who blamed me for their failures with social media, but they quit. And I've had several people, you know, get my course and never touch it. They haven't blamed me, but they've come back to me years later and said, you know, it was my fault. I never watched the videos. I never did what you said I should do. You know, I did not take action. And so I can give someone the tools, but they're the ones that you have to put the keys in the ignition and start the car, not me. Okay, it's up to you whether you want to settle for less in life and not. And, you know, you can give me every excuse that you're a single mom, you're a single dad, whatever. The past 5 years, most people don't know, my life has been a living, you know what, from a husband who had a brain injury right after 3 years post after his brain injury. My father got congestive heart failure. I had to move suddenly to Texas and take care of him. He would not allow anybody else to take care of him but me. And that was very cumbersome on, you know, all areas of my life. And then after that, I had a son who, one of my sons had been diagnosed with a mild brain injury. And so people say, "Oh my gosh, you know, how could you still do anything?" Well, what God has called me here to do is make a difference in the world. And that is why you are listening to this, and to empower and inspire you to make a change in your life and not to allow your circumstances to dictate your present or your future. And don't allow your past to dictate what is going on in your life now. Okay? So, you know, it isn't easy to get rid of these people, you know, who don't support you or your vision in your life, but you just have to try to start tuning them out, cutting them out of your life, or whatever you have to do. And whatever you do, do not listen to those who may call you a dreamer, make fun of your ideas, or drop comments like that isn't going to work. You know, that, you know, someone else is probably already doing it. I mean, you pretty much get the picture. That is the 98% telling you that. However, depending upon how you were raised, if you're easily triggered, like how I used to be, they will suck you into their mediocrity lifestyle and negative, you know, vortex. And know that these people are sick from their own poison that they are putting on you, and you do not need to partake in it. Because, you know, the haters who hate me and the people that do not like me, I've realized it's not about me. It's about them. It's about choices that they've made. And, you know, their perception is totally different, you know, than my perception. You know, I have people who condemn me for my faith in God, that I use it as a marketing ploy or whatever, and that's their perception, that's their opinion. But you know what? I thank God that I'm here. I thank God that I am here with the mouth to speak in the eyes to see the computer so that I can make this recording for you and make your life different. Okay. And, you know, change thinking is really, really worth the investment. I mean, this is the third thing I really want to talk about this morning. Napoleon Hill observed there was more gold that has been mined from the thoughts of man than has ever been taken from the earth. That is a quote from him. So when you take time to learn how to change your thinking, you become a better thinker. You're investing in you. You know, stock markets go south, real estate investments can go sour, but a human mind with the ability to think well is like a diamond mine that never runs out. It's priceless. So if you sit there and you're making excuses how you can't do something in your life, you know, it's funny to me how we have these mentors and coaches out there who are trying to, you know, coach people and take their business to the next level, but they're afraid of getting on the internet, or teachers who are out there trying to teach students a subject in school, but they're afraid to write a book, but yet they're teaching their kids English. It just amazes me. And you will have people that don't like what you do. Be prepared. Everyone who has done something to make a difference in the world, including myself, you know, you will get people that don't like you or hate it on. Even judges, you know, have bad ratings. You know, GM car ratings. Everything that has ever been successful, whether it's a car, a brand, a person, somebody who wants to make a difference in someone's lives has had haters. One of my friends, Lisa Osteen, Joel Osteen's sister, she has had haters, you know, and she makes a difference in people's lives. Bishop Jakes, he has talked about haters and not to allow them to, you know, hate on you, and you can't. But just know that when you change your thinking, you are going to get people that will naysay on you, and you cannot allow that to happen. You know, I have heard so many excuses on why people can't do things, and they always bring up their personal challenges, okay? And I call it analysis paralysis. I've been there. I was, you know, paralyzed in fear at one point because after my husband's brain injury, we had a lawsuit, and they used things on the internet against me just so that they could give him less money, which is really a shame. And, you know, people will do whatever it takes out of desperation. And you want to come from a point of inspiration, not desperation, where you are inspiring someone's life and you want to inspire other people. If you're in a business and you're listening to this and you're saying, well, Barty, I want to make money, you know, and you're looking at people as the next meal ticket or your next victim, it will not work. You need, when you give, you get. You have to be a person of inspiration, okay, so that you yourself can serve others and others will serve you. And it will all come together, I promise. So what people don't realize is that when you are getting out there and, you know, you're learning from me or you're learning from someone else, it is not an investment in me. It's an investment in you, okay? And so when your thinking has gone south, and you need to retrain your brain and listen to some positive things, whether it's reading a book that empowers and inspires you, listen to a CD, get on a motivational call. I suggest getting a mentor. You know, I have actually mentored quite a few women, and what my goal is to mentor women through asking, The Power of Asking, which is a book that I wrote. The book was not meant to make money, but to transform people's lives. And I'm not honing in on just women, but as women, we have a problem asking for things. as a world, we have a problem asking for things, whether it's a raise, whether it's, you know, what we're worth, whether it's respect from a spouse, whatever it is, we have a problem asking for things because we listen to the media, we listen to the news, we listen to other people, you know, and that is just somebody's opinion, okay? And what you're doing is you're listening to that opinion and you are perceiving it a certain way. I'll give you an example. I have a friend who just went to Iraq, who is from there. She's Persian. And she said, Barty, she said, it's really not like that over there. I mean, and I'm like, really? You know, I wouldn't go. But she says, they're showing you a little bit, not the whole thing. And so, you know, I know that might be a bad analogy, but the whole thing is that changing your thinking will change your life. You have to get out of your own way. I mean, I could use all the labels that have been placed on me and all the verbal abuse that I had growing up and the stuff, you know, with my haters and the guy that slandered me all over the internet and, you know, people that didn't like me when I got into a business in 2008 because my husband did have a brain injury. I found out it was a scam and I left immediately because God does not want me to be in a place that is not morally and ethically right. And I got a lot of havoc for that. I had a lot of bad press for that from the owners and from other people who I brought in the company, but I didn't know what I didn't know. So I want to thank you so much for coming on this morning and listening to this. And, you know, just that one little change in your thinking can change your life. Do not allow the haters. Do not allow people who slander you and bash you to get you down, to bring you down. Because if you allow that, you're giving them power. Okay? And I want you to come back for the next podcast, for our next radio show on the Power of Asking Radio. And we are going to talk about, you know, creating a life you deserve. Possibly the theme of your life. What is the theme of your life? And how can you portray that to other people online?